In a hurry, you have to go. Hey,
hello, pay attention.
Look at this prayer of 24. Aham Hare Tava, this is Vritrasura's prayer, 6:11. 24. Aham Hare Tava Padaikamula Tasano Daso Bhavitasmi Bhuya Manasmarita Supater Ganamste Granita Vakkarma Karotukaya Ashiradi Bhakti Bhavatu Ayushman Bhavatu Mangalam Bhavatu Radhi Radhi Ashiradi. See you again, huh?
Abha
Vishnu Malange.
O
my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter at your lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify your attributes, and my body always engage in loving service of your Lordship. Radhe Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Bolo Radhe Radhe. Jorse Radhe Radhe. All right. Really. There's a second translation. So I saw in this verse Gopi Bhav, and just like in Viraha Bhav and separation, Krishna's gone away and gopis are feeling so sad. Oh, we just want to be servants of your servants. There's too much Gopi Bhav here. Aham hare tava padaika mula eka para. Look at this. Aham hare tava. Oh hare aham. Oh my Lord, you are my only shelter. Das anodas bhavitasmi. When will I become your servant? This is very nice. Aham hare tava padaika mula. Dasano dasano dasa bhavitasmi bhuya manasmaran manasmaritasu pater gunams te. Because it says manasmaritasu, in my mind, when will I remember mana smaritasu, when will I remember? Then it says Asupate means Lord of my life. It's Prananath. There's so much Gopi Bhava. I've heard from my senior teachers these verses, and they explain so much Gopi Bhava, word for word. It's amazing. Manasmaraitasu pater gunam asupati. You're my asupati. You're the Lord of my life. You're my Prananath. This is Radharani. This is Radharani praying here. Through the mouth of this demon. Just like in the Shikshastikam, the last one. Ashlishyava paratam panashtamam adarshanam mamratam karotiva yata tata va vidadantu lampato mat prananata sunatusa eva naparaha. So you're my prananath. Radharani is saying, you're my prananath. So this is saying here, asupatyer gunamste. Grinita vak karma karotuka, yeah. It says, guna, grinita gunan. Guna means your quality. When will I, grinita means gitam. When will I chant your qualities? That's like the Gopi Geet, they're chanting Krishna's qualities. Veno Geet, they're chanting Krishna's qualities. Yugal Geet, they're chanting Krishna's qualities. Manasmari samaritasu pater gunams te granite. Gunams te granita vak karma karotukaya. May I chant my words, may words will chant your glories and karma, all my activities. Karotu, may I do kaya. Kaya means body. That's very nice. So the other translation is, O Lord Hari, I am fully surrendered to your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, may my mind always remain. This is second translation. And just think, this is 6th canto, chapter 11, verse 24. Now just think that a gopi is speaking this. O Lord, and Hari is a favorite word of Gauranga, he's always chanting Hari, Hari, Hari. Radharani's always chanting Hari, Hari, Hari. Hari, O Lord, come and O lion like Hari, because Hari means lion. O lion like Lord Hari, come and steal my mind, my heart. O Lord Hari, I am a servant of the servant of those devotees who are fully surrendered to your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, may my mind always remember your qualities. May my words always glorify you, your attributes. And may my body always be engaged in your service. So this prayer represents Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. And that's the Gopi's Bhakti, pure. Jiva Goswami explains that a hoituki, what is a hoituki? Jiva Goswami in his commentary, he says that Bhagavad Bhakti or a hoituki toyi, which is mentioned in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam, verse number 4, Nadana Najanana Sundaram, Bhagavad Bhaktir Ahoituki Toyi. So these verses, verse 24 through 27, 6th canto of chapter 11, they're very good examples of Ahoituki Bhakti for Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So unconditional, unmotivated, pure, loving service, Vishuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti and Vishuddha Bhakti is best exemplified by the gopis of Vrindavan. So Jiva Goswami explains, what is the meaning of this word Ahoituki? Because Brichasura's prayers, they represent Ahoituki Bhakti, not Karma Mishra Bhakti, not Gyan Mishra Bhakti, not any ordinary kind of Prakrita Bhakta, or Prakrita Bhakti. Pure, unadulterated, topmost Bhakti, like the Gopis Bhakti, Gopika Bhakti. So Jiva Goswami explains in Priti Sundarbha, what is Ahoituki? The constitutional position of pure devotion. Ahoituki means with no other purpose but to please Krishna. Devotees like Brichasura have no other desire in their minds or hearts. They only desire that which is favorable for the happiness of God. Well, that's like Radharani's praying in her and Antya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 20. Radharani, or let's say Krishna, the mood of Radharani, Lord Gauranga, Radharani's Bhav is speaking in Radharani's Viraha Mahabhav, Divyonmad. He's speaking the Shikshastakam prayers. Chaitodarvana Marjanam. And each prayer there, Mahaprabhu himself, he gives a purport in Bengali. He explains each of those prayers to the two listeners of these prayers. When he recited these prayers, Mahaprabhu first recited the Shikshastakam in the Gambira. And there were only two devotees there, Sru Damodar and Rai Ramananda. And these prayers were uttered in ecstasy of viraha bhav, in intense separation in the Gambira late at night. So there he's explaining this mood that I have no other desire. So there in the commentary in the last verse, Ashlishiva Parvatam, Mahaprabhu himself explains in the mood of Radharani, where Radharani says, I don't care anything about my own happiness. I only care about the happiness and satisfaction and pleasure of Krishna. Cut that off. Just turn on silent. I have no other care, only his happiness. In fact, Radharani's praying, if Krishna finds happiness by giving me unhappiness and making me unhappy, then I consider that unhappiness that I'm experiencing or enduring to be the greatest source of my happiness. Because my happiness is Krishna's happiness. So if Krishna becomes happy by making me unhappy, then let me be unhappy forever, as long as Krishna is happy. So this is Ahoituki Bhakti. And this is what's being revealed here in these prayers, Brichasura Upakya, 6th Canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 11, verses 24 through 27.